Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the transformational wisdom of Good to Great by Jim Collins. For 5 years, Collins and his team of researchers embarked on a quest to pinpoint what elevates a company from average to extraordinary. Through meticulous analysis, they've identified a series of critical factors that, when implemented, can propel a company into the echelons of greatness. This book is a crafted distillation of insights surrounding leadership acumen, fostering a culture of success, and the nuances of strategic execution. It serves as a roadmap for those in positions of power to escape the trappings of mediocrity. Ideal readers of Good to Great include executives aiming to shepherd their organizations to new heights, investors gauging the longevity and potential of companies, managers seeking to invigorate their teams, and enterprising individuals who envision greatness for their startups from inception. Author Jim Collins, with an impressive repertoire that includes lecturing at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business and contributing to renowned publications such as Fortune, Business Week, and Harvard Business Review, presents this book as a sequel to his bestseller, Built to Last. There, the focus was on sustaining excellence. However, in Good to Great, Collins addresses the foundational leap from good to great, a journey that is both complex and attainable. Join us as we explore the critical strategies that enable organizations to achieve sustained excellence. Whether you're an armchair economist or a corporate strategist, Good to Great offers pivotal lessons in creating and nurturing a prosperous and dynamic business environment. Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. Introduction: Decoding the Leap from Good to Great. What Separates Winners from the Rest? Jim Collins, celebrated for his insights in Built to Last, tackles a pressing question in the business world. How does a company transition from good to great? While Built to Last provided a guide for maintaining excellence, this exploration dives into the metamorphosis that catapults a company into the realm of exceptional performance. Collins, alongside his research team, embarked on a rigorous 5-year investigation targeting 3 distinct groups of U.S. public companies. This study involved a deep dive into the histories of good to great companies, entities that initially matched or underperformed against the average market for 15 years, but then underwent a remarkable surge, outstripping the general stock market by at least 3 times in the subsequent 15 years. Direct comparison companies, firms with similar opportunities as the top performers, but continued on a path of mediocrity or decline. Unsustained comparison companies, organizations that momentarily achieved greatness but failed to maintain it, eventually falling below average market performance. The research was exhaustive, analyzing over 6,000 articles and sifting through 2,000 pages of executive interviews. The aim was precise: to unearth the specific practices, strategies, and decision-making processes that fueled the extraordinary success of the good-to-great companies. With this knowledge, Collins and his team set out to provide actionable insights that could guide other companies eager to make a similar leap from good to great. This study not only highlights the potential for transformative success, but also serves as a blueprint for enterprises aiming to achieve and sustain extraordinary performance levels. Part 1. Unlocking Success. The Power of the Hedgehog Concept. In the animal kingdom, the hedgehog triumphs over the crafty fox using a remarkably simple technique. It rolls into a secure, spiky ball, rendering the fox's complex strategies useless. This analogy illustrates a groundbreaking principle discovered by Jim Collins in his study of how companies transition from good to great. He identified a pivotal strategy, termed the hedgehog concept, based on the hedgehog's straightforward defense method. Good to great companies all embrace this concept by asking themselves 3 critical questions. What can we be the best in the world at? What are we deeply passionate about? What drives our economic engine? The convergence of these questions forms the hedgehog concept, a crystal clear path that typically emerged after about 4 years of rigorous debate and thoughtful iteration. Once defined, this guiding principle shaped every strategy and decision, aligning all efforts toward a common goal and significantly bolstering chances for success. An exemplar of this approach is Walgreens. By narrowing its focus to becoming the most convenient drugstore with an optimal customer profit per visit, Walgreens found its hedgehog concept. This relentless focus yielded astounding results, allowing the company to outstrip the general stock market sevenfold. In contrast, Eckerd Pharmacy, which lacked a clear hedgehog concept, followed a haphazard growth path that led to its eventual dissolution as an independent entity. The lesson is compelling and clear. Finding a simple hedgehog concept provides a clear and effective roadmap to extraordinary success and sustainability in the competitive business landscape. Part 2. Building Momentum. How incremental improvements lead to breakthroughs. The leap from good to great is often perceived as a dramatic, overnight transformation. Yet, in reality, the companies that successfully make this jump experience their change as a series of small, hardly noticeable movements. These entities rarely recognize the transformation until much later, as it doesn't happen through explosive rebrands or high-profile campaigns. The essence of such transformations lies in a steadfast accumulation of small, deliberate actions, much like pushing a heavy flywheel. At first, the progress seems slow and arduous, but each push forward builds upon the last, gradually gaining momentum. This approach centers on adhering strictly to the company's hedgehog concept, their simple underlying strategy that directs all decisions. Take, for example, Nucor, an American steel manufacturing company. Facing the looming threat of bankruptcy in 1965, Nucor decided to innovate instead of surrender. They adopted mini-mills, smaller, more cost-effective facilities that could produce steel more cheaply and efficiently than traditional mills. This strategy was not about instant success but persistent effort. Building one mini-mill and then another, constantly gaining more customers, and steadily pushing their business flywheel until it spun with formidable force. By the mid-1990s, their persistent efforts crowned them as one of the most profitable steel producers in the United States. This incremental approach starkly contrasts with the tactics of comparison companies, which often seek quick fixes through sweeping strategic changes or rushed acquisitions. Such dramatic shifts rarely create sustainable results, frequently leading to disappointment and a resultant scramble to try yet another strategy, thus never allowing any momentum to build. As evidenced by companies like Nucor, true and lasting success emerges from the ongoing commitment to push consistently in the right direction, allowing small gains to accumulate and propel the entire company forward. By focusing on these tiny incremental pushes, organizations can eventually achieve a breakthrough that seems sudden only in retrospect. Part 3. Technology as a tool, not a destination. For companies on the journey from good to great, technology serves as a powerful accelerator, propelling them towards their strategic objectives. However, these successful companies never mistake technology for the destination itself. They understand that the true value of technological advancements lies in their ability to enhance and speed up existing strategic goals, not define them. In contrast, lesser performing companies often view new technology as a panacea or a looming threat that could potentially disrupt their operations. Fearful of being left behind, these companies rush to adopt new technologies without a clear plan or understanding of how it fits into their broader goals. This reactive approach can lead to costly missteps and wasted resources. Good to great companies adopt a more deliberate stance towards technology. They evaluate new tools and systems with a critical eye, asking, "Does this technology help us move faster towards our ultimate objectives?" If the answer is yes, they do not merely adopt the technology, they become pioneers, integrating it deeply and effectively into their operations. If not, they are comfortable either ignoring it or adopting at the pace typical for their industry, avoiding unnecessary expenses and distractions. An illustrative case is found in Walgreens' strategic response during the rise of e-commerce. When drugstore.com launched, it caused a significant stir, prompting fears that traditional drugstores like Walgreens would soon be obsolete. Walgreens' stock value took a hit, declining by about 40% as investors panicked. However, instead of a knee-jerk reaction to invest heavily in an unproven model, Walgreens carefully considered how an online platform could enhance their core strategy of maximizing customer convenience and profitability per visit. Ultimately, Walgreens launched its own e-commerce site, but with a focus that complemented their ongoing strategy, like facilitating online prescription refills. This calculated incorporation of online shopping into their business model helped Walgreens not just recover but thrive, nearly doubling its stock price within a year, while drugstore.com struggled to maintain its initial valuation. This example underlines a fundamental lesson. New technology should be viewed only as an accelerator toward a goal, not as a goal itself. By keeping their strategic objectives in clear view, good-to-great companies use technology not as a crutch but as a catalyst, steering them toward greater success. Part 4. The Quiet Force of Level 5 Leadership. What propels a company from mere adequacy to true greatness? Jim Collins identifies a crucial component in this transformation: the presence of Level 5 leadership. These leaders, unique in their blend of humility and willfulness, catalyze sustained company success beyond their tenure. Level 5 leaders distinguish themselves through a paradoxical mix of personal humility and professional will. They are exceptional team players and managers, driven not by personal glory but by a fierce desire to achieve for the sake of the organization. Their ambition is first and foremost for the company, not themselves. This manifests in their work ethic. They push relentlessly toward their goals, yet when it comes to accolades, they redirect the spotlight onto their teams and the broader organization. Their humility is genuine, not just a public persona. They shun the limelight and often lead with a quiet diligence that belies the depth of their impact. For instance, Darwin Smith, CEO of Kimberly-Clark, embodied these traits during his transformation of the company into a leading player in the paper goods industry. Despite his monumental success, Smith maintained a low profile. He dressed unassumingly and preferred spending his leisure time on his Wisconsin farm, often in the company of everyday workers like plumbers and electricians, rather than the corporate elite. This contrasted sharply with the leadership seen in some of the comparison companies, where two-thirds of the CEOs displayed oversized egos that ultimately hampered long-term success. A prime example is Stanley Galt of Rubbermaid, whose leadership, while initially successful, did not foster sustainable growth or effective succession planning. After his departure, the company rapidly declined, demonstrating how crucial sustainable leadership is for enduring corporate health. Level 5 leaders do not just lead their companies to success. They ensure these organizations thrive long after they are gone, establishing a legacy of excellence that transcends their personal contribution. This selfless leadership approach proves essential in shifting from good to great, as these leaders instill their organizations with the resilience and direction needed to sustain long-term success. Part 5. People First, the Bedrock of a Great Company. Jim Collins' exploration into the makings of exceptional companies reveals a compelling insight. The initial step in transforming from good to great isn't to develop a strategic plan or a vision, but rather to ensure the right people are on board. This first who, then what approach underscores the importance of who is in the organization before deciding the path it will take. The principle is simple but profound. With the right people on the team, any company can navigate toward success, even in the face of uncertain and turbulent times. This was exemplified by Dick Cooley at Wells Fargo. Despite the looming complexities of banking deregulation, Cooley focused not on predicting the changes, but on assembling a top-tier team capable of adapting and excelling no matter the challenges. His intuition was validated as Wells Fargo emerged as a powerhouse in the industry, with Warren Buffett lauding its management team as the finest in business. Good to great companies prioritize the character and fundamental values of potential team members over their specific skills or knowledge, which can be developed over time. They seek individuals who naturally exhibit the right charisma, diligence, and integrity. People who don't need external motivation to excel because they are inherently self-motivated. These companies understand that having the right people simplifies management. There's no need to spend time agonizing over motivation strategies. Instead, they concentrate on creating an environment where high performers can thrive, and those less suited naturally find their way out. Leadership positions are filled with individuals who are either fully committed for the long haul or opt out quickly, ensuring a consistent, dedicated team. Moreover, good to great companies adhere to a disciplined approach when it comes to personnel decisions. They don't rush to fill positions out of desperation, but rather choose to wait for the right candidate. Conversely, they don't hesitate to let someone go or shift their role if they're not a good fit, as prolonging such decisions can demoralize others and stall progress. In essence, the transformation from good to great is fundamentally about people. By placing the right people in the right positions, companies set a solid foundation upon which everything else can be built, enabling not just growth, but sustainable excellence. This people-first approach is what underpins the long-standing success of truly great companies. Part 6, The Stockdale. Paradox: Facing Reality with Unwavering Faith. Navigating the challenging transformation from good to great requires a delicate balance of realism and optimism, a dynamic encapsulated in what Jim Collins deems the Stockdale Paradox. This concept is named after Admiral Jim Stockdale, who, during his captivity in the Vietnam War, exemplified the critical blend of acknowledging harsh truths while maintaining a resolute belief in eventual success. Stockdale's ordeal in the notorious Hanoi Hilton prison saw him subjected to severe torture. Yet, despite these brutal conditions and uncertain outcomes, he never lost faith in his eventual return home. Crucially, his optimism was grounded. He did not resort to baseless hope that often led to despair among his fellow prisoners, who clung to the idea of imminent rescue by specific dates. His survival, Stockdale later asserted, was due in large part to his ability to confront the grim reality of his situation, paired with an unshakable belief that he would prevail. Drawing a parallel to the corporate world, Collins illustrates how good-to-great companies employ a similar approach. These companies face the brutal facts of their current circumstances without ever losing sight of the end goal. This pragmatic yet hopeful outlook enables them to navigate through trying times where less resilient competitors might falter. Take the compelling story of Kimberly Clark, a titan in the paper goods industry. When Procter & Gamble, P&G, entered the market, competitors responded in markedly different ways. Scott Paper, the market leader at the time, doubted its ability to compete against such a formidable adversary. They opted to diversify and avoid direct confrontation, essentially conceding defeat. Kimberly Clark, on the other hand, embraced the challenge. Under the leadership imbued with the spirit of the Stockdale Paradox, they even held a symbolic moment of silence for P&G, signaling their confidence and competitive spirit. The results speak volumes. 2 decades later, Kimberly Clark not only acquired Scott Paper, but also outperformed P&G in the majority of product categories. This outcome underlines the potency of confronting harsh realities while fueled by the conviction of ultimate victory. Thus, the journey from good to great is paved with the courage to acknowledge daunting truths, coupled with the faith that success is attainable. A powerful lesson for any organization aiming for greatness. Part 7, Cultivating Transparency. Leaders as Facilitators of Truth. In the realm of transforming from good to great, leadership style plays a pivotal role, particularly in how leaders handle the dissemination and confrontation of hard truths within their organizations. Effective leaders of top-performing companies distinguish themselves not by shielding themselves with positive news, but by fostering an atmosphere where the harsh, often uncomfortable realities of the business are openly discussed without fear of repercussion. Rather than acting as the chief answer giver, these leaders adopt the role of a Socratic moderator. They utilize probing questions to peel back layers of assumption and encourage a culture where vigorous debate is welcomed. This approach ensures that various perspectives are heard and that decisions are informed by a comprehensive understanding of the facts, however brutal they may be. The experiences of Pitney Bowes vividly illustrate this principle. Once a company facing the loss of its monopoly in postage meters, Pitney Bowes reinvented itself into a leader in document handling solutions, significantly outperforming the stock market average. Critical to this transformation was the management's relentless focus on confronting uncomfortable truths in their strategic meetings. Instead of basking in their achievements, they delved into the most daunting challenges, the scary squiggly things hiding under rocks. This fearless confrontation of the toughest issues helped the company navigate through potential pitfalls and toward sustainable growth. Moreover, these environments where the truth is prioritized discourage the assignment of blame when mistakes inevitably occur. By focusing on learning from errors rather than attributing fault, organizations foster a more transparent, engaged, and adaptive culture. Additionally, the implementation of red flag mechanisms serves as a structured way to ensure that critical issues are escalated promptly, guaranteeing that they receive the necessary attention before morphing into larger crises. In essence, good to great companies don't necessarily have access to more or superior information than their counterparts. Instead, their leaders cultivate a culture where facts are faced with candor and decisions are made with the full weight of reality behind them. Establishing such a culture of transparency and rigorous truth-seeking is essential for any leader aiming to steer their company from good to great. Part 8. Discipline over dictatorship. The key to embedding the hedgehog concept. True transformation from good to great entails more than just strategic insight. It requires a deep, unwavering commitment to a culture of discipline. This doesn't mean harsh rule under an iron-fisted leader, but rather a consistent dedication to a clear, well-defined principle, the hedgehog concept. Such discipline ensures that every action and decision aligns with this central strategy, propelling the company towards long-term greatness. Consider the extraordinary discipline of triathlete Dave Scott, who not only endured intense daily physical training, but also strictly controlled his diet down to the minutest details, such as rinsing his cottage cheese to reduce fat intake. This level of commitment is mirrored in the cultures of good to great companies, where discipline isn't imposed, but ingrained. Wells Fargo offers a compelling example. With the deregulation of banking on the horizon, they recognize the critical importance of operational efficiency. The company made dramatic changes, freezing executive salaries, ditching corporate luxuries like jets and executive dining, and even scrutinizing the cost of office supplies used in reports. These actions, emblematic of deep-seated discipline, were not entirely necessary to achieve greatness, but underscored the company's comprehensive commitment to their strategic principle. This contrasts sharply with companies managed under the yoke of a tyrannical leader, where discipline is synonymous with fear and control. Such companies might experience a surge in performance, but these gains are often short-lived, collapsing once the leader departs. Rubbermaid under CEO Stanley Galt is a case in point. Known for his tyrannical management style, Galt drove the company forward, only for it to plummet dramatically in value after his departure, revealing the absence of a sustainable, disciplined culture. In essence, the shift from good to great is less about who is in charge and more about how everyone in the organization aligns with a central guiding principle. A true culture of discipline, self-imposed and woven into the fabric of daily operations, is fundamental, ensuring that each member of the team is not just following orders, but is genuinely committed to the collective path to greatness. Final summary. The essence of transforming from an average company to a standout in the industry is encapsulated within the strategic and cultural frameworks that Good to Great meticulously lays out. The book decodes the journey of companies that made this leap and provides blueprints that can be universally applied. Why focus on good to great companies? The insight that good to great companies offer invaluable lessons prompted an in-depth study. These companies are living proof that significant shifts in performance and industry standing are achievable with the right approach. What distinguishes the strategic management of these successful companies? Central to their strategy was the adoption of the hedgehog concept, a simple yet profound vision that guides all corporate decisions and actions. This straightforward strategy is reinforced by the relentless pursuit of small, incremental efforts, similar to steadily pushing a heavy flywheel, that ultimately lead to powerful breakthroughs. Additionally, these companies view technology not as a destination, but as a catalyst that accelerates progress towards their strategic goals. How are the people and culture different in these transformative companies? Leadership at these companies is defined by level 5 leaders, figures who combine extreme personal humility with intense professional will. These leaders focus on getting the right people on board, individuals who are not only skilled, but are a perfect fit for the company's culture, effectively setting a solid foundation for the company's objectives. A culture that encourages confronting the harsh realities head-on is crucial. These companies foster environments where difficult truths are addressed openly and constructively, ensuring that everyone is aligned and moving forward together. Finally, a rigorous culture of self-discipline is essential, ensuring that each member of the organization adheres strictly to the core principles and strategies laid out by the hedgehog concept. In conclusion, Good to Great not only explores what it takes to elevate a company's standing, but also delves into how sustained excellence can be achieved through disciplined people, thought, and action. This transformative journey is accessible to any company willing to rigorously apply these tested principles. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.